Still disappointed by yesterday's result. I think we all understand that we started off really well, like I like for a team to start in, you know, really two phases, really all three phases to begin with. But I thought, you know, in order to be a real successful team, you got to finish, you know, and I think that's something that we can learn as a football team. You know, we didn't finish, and so at the end of the day, we didn't get the result that we all desired. So that was disappointing for our football team, for our fans, for everybody involved. But at the same time, I thought there were some very encouraging things. The start was what you wanted, how you want a team to start. I thought we ran the ball better than a lot of people anticipated. You know, I knew it would be tough sledding, but our guys really did a great job in the first half up front. I thought we were. I was very encouraged by our run defense. I thought early in the game we did some great things, you know, in the run game versus their offensive football team. I just thought, you know, at the end of the day we didn't finish. You know, we could have mustered one more opportunity to score. You know, been a different outcome. And at the same time, we had the ball last with a chance to win it, and we. Again, that just didn't happen. So the message to the team today is just about finishing. And, again, like we do every week, whether win, lose, or draw, we're going to turn the page. You know, we got a big game coming up in Miami, and we have to get ready for it. We can't sit and worry about what happened yesterday. We can learn from what happened yesterday, but I think what's going to be really important is that we move ahead and get ourselves ready for the next battle. Obviously, we had some injuries, you know, in this game. You know, Cam, as I think you all know, is out of the hospital and home and will be week to week, you know, with his pulmonary contusion, whatever that name they give that thing. But I know he'll be chomping at the bit to get back as fast as he can, but more than likely we will not have him this week. And then, obviously, there's IC, who has a hamstring issue. Randall Telfer is fine, and I'm trying to think through them all. There's obviously Josh. You know, I know Josh is the next question. Josh is going to be out this week, but Josh will be week to week from there on. Again, it's unfortunate, but again, it's something I told our team. We got to do everything we can to protect our quarterback. You know, it's tough. I mean, this is a tough sport, and when those guys get hit, you know, it's hard. So, but he is one of the toughest human beings I've seen play in a long time. You know, he's always out there battling, and again, he showed tremendous grit yesterday, hanging in there and playing the way he did. There's some throws again. I know he wished he had back, but at the same time, I think he played as well and as hard as he could. Okay, so what questions you have?
Specifically, what happened to Josh?
It's a shoulder, clavicle issue right now that he's working through. So that's what we're going to call it, I think. That's what we're going to term it. I don't think it's, again, let me, you know, get the right words for you guys. I know it's in the shoulder clavicle area. I don't know that it's totally broken. I don't think that. But I know that there's something that's not right. I think it's more of a deep sprain at this time than anything, but I don't think there's anything totally broken.
Will Cody Kessler start?
Cody Kessler, there's a good chance Cody will start this week. There's no question about that. You know, I'd like to go through the week and you know, practice and really start a game plan. You know, we haven't even gotten to the game plan part of that yet to see exactly where we are. But I know this much, we'll do anything and everything we need to do on offense to field a team and a unit that can go out there and play.
Good chance. What are your options besides him?
Me. You know, nah, just kidding. No, it'd be Cody. But what I meant by that, till we get the game plan going and those type of things. I mean, obviously, he's the next guy up, you know, so Cody will be out there playing. There's no doubt about that. But I would like to go through the game plan, see where we are, and watch a lot more of Miami and see what we need to do in order to put together an offense that have a chance to go out and compete and have a chance to score points and win.
Do you think you need to get a veteran quarterback in here just because you're going to have
enough numbers?
Yeah, I think we'll do everything. That's, and I guess maybe that's where my point was coming from. I think we'll do everything we can to see if we can help the position, first and foremost. Obviously, Cody's got to be the guy, but, you know, we're going to also keep searching around and making sure that we cross every T and dot every I and see if there's somebody else out there that can help our football team.
Would you like that guy to be a veteran, Hugh, somebody who's played?
You like that. You know, you said it. You love to have that luxury, but sometimes you're not afforded that. So we'll do whatever we need to do as we go forward.
Hogan be promoted then to the regular?
That's a possibility, you know. Again, until we – that's what I was saying. I really want to get through this day and kind of see where we are and see what else is out there before, you know, I even say this is exactly what we're doing. That's what I was trying to summarize. That is not any knock towards Cody at all. I think we all know you got to have a couple quarterbacks on your football team. So I think we're going to go and see if we can find someone, but also understand that we have Kevin here as well, and he's only been here a few weeks. So, but Cody will definitely get a chance to trot out there and go play.
It seemed like the intention was to let Cody sit and watch for a while mm-hmm. before he had to play. The fact that he has to start so early in the year, I mean, how difficult is that for him and is for you as a coach?
Well, I'm sure it's not difficult for me because I think that's what I talked about game plan. I got to tailor a game plan around him. You know, again, it would be his first start in the National Football League. So in a legitimate game, not a preseason game. So, I mean, I'm sure there's anxiety to that, you know, as it is. But if I know Cody the way I do, he'll be ready to play. He's probably in the indoor right now tossing the ball around, trying to get ready to play. So that's just the way he's made. You know, he likes that part of it. So he'll be ready to go.
Hugh, I know you want to look at the game plan this week, but – if something were to happen to Cody, would you go to Terrell Pryor right away, or would you go to Kevin Hogan?
I think it's too early to make that decision. I mean, we'll do what we have to do. Somebody's going to play on the center there. We're going to get in the single wing, one or the other. So we're going to figure something out. I promise you that. We got to snap the ball and have somebody get it and hand it to somebody. We're going to do that. But we'll figure that out as we go.
You're speaking of center. What are your plans there?
I'm sorry.
At center.
Yeah, well, Greco will go over there and play. You know, Greco will go over there and play at center, and Bailey will go play guard. And I feel good about that combination. You know, Greco's done it in games before. So I think we'll manage that part pretty well.
You said last week it hadn't rocked your world yet.
Still ain't rocked my world yet. I'm still sitting here. As long as you guys still see me sitting upright, I'm going to be fine. You know, again, this is pro football. And these things happen, you know, maybe not to this degree any place I've been. But I've been toughened before, you know, and I've been in the abyss, whatever they say, the bad abyss before. I've been there, and we're not getting drug under. I promise you that. We're gonna keep fighting, and that's what I told the guys. We're not gonna get caught up in this. This is so early in the season. This is week two. I probably feel a little bit different, and I might be hanging from the rafters up here if it was week 14 or something, and all this was going on. But it's early, you know, and our football team is getting better, and I think you all could see that yesterday in a lot of different areas. We didn't finish it, and that was disappointing. But at what I saw was a team that showed some grit, some determination, some passion, some energy in the beginning of the game. And what I got to do is make sure we do it all the time. You know, it's a young team, and I think we all know that. But it's also a team that has some talent, that has some veteran players and veteran presence, and what we got to do is just keep fighting and keep working at it.
You touched upon Josh's toughness, but, you know, when he's cleared to play, obviously, he tells you he can go. But is there any part of you during the game yesterday that says, I got to get him the hell out of there?
Well, there was a part of me during the game where I said I need to protect him, you know. And, you know, as a play caller, when you're trying to protect a quarterback, sometimes it's tough. You know, you might lose your rhythm a little bit with your football team. But at the same time, I think it's important that he was there in the end to give us a chance to win. And I thought he did everything he could do. But, yeah, if I felt like it was going to truly damage him, there's no doubt I would have took him out in a heartbeat. So he was able to finish and wanted to be out there with his guys. And, you know, there does come a point when you say no more, you know, and there's no question about that.
Carl Nassib's status?
That was the one I forgot. Carl obviously broke his hand. He'll definitely be out this week, and then he'll also be week to week.
Will he require surgery?
Yes, he will. Mm-hmm.
play.
Yeah, put a cast. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. With Cam Irving, it seems like there are reports that he was struggling a lot during the game, that he was really having a tough time, that he was going off the bike. Is that one where, like, did you guys, were you on top of the lung bruise, maybe the way that?
Oh, no. Yeah, no doubt about that. That happened way later on in the game. So there wasn't something that happened early. So I think our medical staff is as good as they are. They were definitely on top of it. So I think he was riding a bike to, you know, keep his what do they say, their rhythm flowing or whatever it is as he went through the game. But that had nothing to do with the injury.
I'm not sure any of your other linemen have experience at center, so you need to bring in a backup center somewhere?
And that's a possibility as well, absolutely. You know, so we're, again, you know, we're up against the wall a little bit, but if I know our staff, you know, our executive staff, they're working extremely hard right now so that we can get this problem solved. And great, it's Monday, you know, so we got a little time to get this right before we get ready to play a game on Sunday.
With Josh not obviously missing a snap, and then after the game, he talked about how important it is for him to finish games. Could you really tell how much it meant to him and then how much he means to his teammates, just the reaction they had to him?
A ton. He's, you know, Josh is extremely tough, passionate. He's been doing this for a lot of years, and I think he has great respect of his teammates in the room, one, because of his toughness and his determination and his grit. You know, and the fact that he wants to be out there. And I think to a man, everybody's a little disappointed we didn't protect for him better, you know, to give him a chance to stay out there. But he has the complete trust and respect of the locker room because of what he does and how he goes about it. And he'll fight to the bitter end. I think we all know that. And that's what this sport's about. You know, you got to be a fighter and you got to be able to get up off the ground every now and then and keep playing. And there's a difference between being injured and being hurt. You know, and he demonstrated that, you know, up to the best he could, you know, until all of a sudden we see things a little bit different. So we'll move forward.
Well, were you at all upset by the time after he had been checked, Josh gave himself up and then a couple Baltimore guys jumped on him when he was down?
One more time, I'm sorry?
There was a play where Josh gave himself up, yeah, in the backfield.
Right.
A couple Baltimore players jumped on him when he was down. Did that upset you?
I mean, it's football. I mean, he's not declared down until he's declared down. You know, if it was a penalty, they would have thrown a flag. They didn't. You know, so, I mean, if we get a chance to tackle somebody else's quarterback, we're going to do the same. You know, that's the way it goes. So that's the sport.
What about the taunting call on Pryor?
Again, I'm not going to get into it. I mean, it was called, and for me to comment on it, it's not going to change it.
Special teams, again, do you chalk that up to special teams are historically loaded with young players and Tabor is just getting a feel for who he's got, or how do you account for the breakdowns in special
teams? Just not good enough, you know, not good enough right now. Got to get better, you know, and again, we do have a lot of young guys over there, but we have expectation for those guys. They got to get it done, and so we're not letting anybody off the hook, you know, whether it's coaches or players. I mean, we have to get better, and we have to get better fast, you know, in order to accomplish our goals. But it's not where it needs to be. And we're not where we need to be in any unit right now. You know, when you lose, there's always things, and even when you win, there's things that you got to, you know, get better at. But there's several things that we had to keep working at in order to improve this football team.
I know you don't want to comment specifically on calls that were made or not made or whatever. A lot of coaches, they like to put tape together, send into the league office to get clarification or review. Are you one of those coaches that'll put a reel together every week and send in and say, hey, here's what I need you guys to look at and tell me what the heck's going on?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This week's reel a little longer than usual?
Absolutely.
I know it's not ideal, but do you see maybe a silver lining being able to evaluate Cody?
I wouldn't want it to be this way, but I mean, it's going to be good to get out and see him play. You know, at the same time, it's been 2 weeks and there's two different quarterbacks going down. So, like I said, pretty soon maybe I'll be playing. You know, but no, I say that in all fun, but at the same time, you know, you don't want it to be this way. But that's the nature of the sport. You know, sometimes things just doesn't go your way, And so we got to fight like heck to get it back our way. And we're going to get a chance to see Cody play. And we wish it wasn't like this, but this is how it is.
You, at the beginning of the first week of the season, somebody asked you if, knowing you have a young team, do you coach a game differently? And you said, I don't know how to do that.
Right.
Now, let me go back to the end of the first half where you have a 29 lead and you get the ball with a minute to go.
Love it. Keep going.
And your quarterback's already been dinged, and he comes out thrown with a minute to go.
Well, our quarterback is not a young player. Our quarterback's a veteran player. And we are up 20-2, and we threw a completion to Gary Barnage, you know, right on the right hash area. And then we had a play on second down that we thought had a chance that might have got us close to field goal position, and we turned the ball over. So rather we handed it off, threw it, turnovers can happen. We don't want them to happen. They can happen. So I don't think that would have been team protecting if I just turned around and handed the ball and same thing could have happened. You know, to me, you call the best play, and we did. It's unfortunate. Ball got turned over, and away we go. You know, so I don't look at it that way. You know, like I said before, I don't see it. I don't see the point in just saying, okay, just don't throw that pass. Yeah. Well, sitting on it, that means, you know, go and just tell the quarterback, take a knee. I didn't think so. I thought we were playing. I thought we were playing well, you know, and I thought we were, you know, making plays. If you go back and look, we have made some tremendous plays. And so why not? I think our team would have looked at me a little differently and said, hey, look, coach, you say you're going to be aggressive. Let's keep going. You know, and so I thought it was a very safe call and a chance of ball we could have completed. And I think, again, like I said, there's a couple plays that I think Josh wish he could have had back. And I think that's one of them.
What have you seen from Kessler in a little bit of time? You got to see him like in preseason and in practice.
Oh, I've seen him. I've seen him do some good things. I've seen him do some things that he needs to improve at. I've seen him have a string of completions up to 10, 6, 8. We've all seen that. But I think I haven't seen him play live. I don't think you really learn about players until you really play them in these real games, you know. So we'll find out a lot about him this weekend.
Can it be detrimental to play a guy that might not be ready for it?
And sometimes it don't matter if you're ready or not. You got to play. You know, in this situation right now, you got to play. It doesn't matter if you're ready or not.
I mean, I get you have no choice, but right. Could it stunt his growth if he's not ready to get out there?
I don't know if it's stunned his growth, but it's either going to improve it or do something to it, right? So, no, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but something's going to come from it, something good or something bad, one or the other. We're going to figure it out this weekend, though.
During minicamp, you had Ricky Stanzi in here, and I know it wasn't as a competitive situation, but mm-hmm. He was here enough to take a look at it. Is he a possibility to be called?
I don't think at this point we would. I think he was in on a, you know, obviously a football play. I think he was trying to make a move, and all of a sudden you end up hitting somebody, and bam, you know, probably didn't even know it happened when it happened. You know, you don't normally know about those things. You come off the side and you're kind of guessing when it happened, but I'm sure it happened, you know, in the line of play.
Hugh, after you drafted Cody Kessler, you made the comment to the media and everyone, you got to trust me on this one.
Well, you finna trust me this weekend. Here we go. Here we go. Right? So, trust me, here we come. Here we go. We'll see what that statement was all about.
As far as the possibility of acquiring a guy, do you guys have to kind of wait till you know McCown's how long he might be out?
Well, I think we know he's out this week. Yeah. And we know we right now on our roster, we have one quarterback. You know, we have another guy that's on a practice squad. So, you know, regardless of how long or what the situation will be with Josh, I think it's important that we get another arm, you know, on our football team as fast as we can. So I don't think what the diagnosis is going to be after a week, you know, would say don't do that. I just think it's too important. Too many things can happen this weekend.
But could that be the difference between a trade and just a guy off the street?
I can't answer that right now until – like you said, till we totally know more and understand what's out there.
You have quarterback work scheduled for tomorrow?
That's a good question. I'm sure we're going to have somebody in here to work out. You know, we'll definitely work some guys out and see where they are.
Who
or some of the guys on that defensive line that can get an opportunity with Nassib being out?
I mean, again, we have Gabe Wright. We have some other guys that are there, you know, that have a chance. You know, I think some other guys there, maybe their play reps will go up a little bit more, you know, than, you know, just promoting another guy. Again, we might need a little bit more help on offense now, more per se on defense. But there's going to be somebody that's got to step up, you know. It's the next man up mentality, you know, for a football team. So we're not going to, you know, all of a sudden change it. I mean, I think we all know we're not going to go out and find a whole bunch of new players and put them on our team, you know, whether it's offensively or defensively. I think our answers are in our building. You know, these are the guys that have been with us the whole time. So that rotation over there will probably, you know, change a little bit. Some guys that have been playing a little less will play a little more. But I don't think it's going to be, you know, anybody to answer your question. I know you weren't saying it. Who are the guys on the team? I'm just saying I don't want anybody to think it's going to be somebody we're going to go get off the street to put on our football team to take over that side of the ball.
Have you been told by the doctors or whatever that this might be just 1 week with McCown or what?
No, I think what it is, I think any of those things right there when you deal with the shoulder can be week to week. Some people heal faster than others. You know, some people can tough certain things out, you know, so we'll just see where it is. And I think we evaluate it after next week and see where he is. And then we'll go from there.